Hey, everybody. I'm going to call this little treasure Just Mercy. Why IHOP KC needs a new third-party investigation. Thomas Aquinas said in a pithy fashion, "Mercy without justice is the mother of dissolution. On the other hand, justice without mercy is cruelty." I refer here to something remarkable and tragic, and that is nearby IHOP KC dissolving before our eyes. How could something solid that we've all benefited from, 24/7 prayer, led by someone true, Mike Bickle, disintegrate in 6 months? Perhaps IHOP KC tried so hard to grant mercy, God's unmerited pardon of human failings, that it failed to recognize and remedy its own failings. Mercy may well triumph over the judgment incurred by sin, James 2:13. But some sins are more dangerous than others. They bite and devour the saints, especially those visited upon sheep by shepherds. Riffing on Aquinas, Joseph Pieper writes in The Four Cardinal Virtues that justice is the virtue which enables humanity to give to each one his or her due. That means that we as social creatures have some rights, some basic needs that others must recognize. What is due us need not involve huge entitlements, just protection of basic human dignities. No justice, no dignity, and no clarity as to what we need mercy for, the sins that we've committed or have been committed against us, that can invite his unfailing love and begin a process of healing and restoration. Many have accused IHOP KC of a host of injustices. For mercy to restore the abused, objective markers of abuse must be ascertained. That's not as easy as it sounds. Abuse, the misuse of power, is big business these days. The term itself has been abused, so much so that those truly abused get lost in the cultural clamor of trauma without end. A victim's convincing internet accusation, where you, the reader, become judge and jury, can assassinate the character of one innocent until proven otherwise. It can also launch civil suits that scores the victim potentially million-dollar settlements. Big money and big reputations are at stake today. Influencers hope to manipulate the system to prove a point, even if the point is a minor one that's more offense than real abuse. For example, inviting persons with same-sex attraction to heal through a community of mercy is viewed by many in today's culture as abuse, a Christian abuse of power for men and women who just want to have fun. Who determines what? That is why a new third-party investigation is essential for IHOP KC. The latter hired a lawyer to investigate this mess, but the block of credible witnesses didn't participate due to mistrust in the rather implausible lawyer IHOP KC hired. Her weak report did justice to no one, in my humble opinion. For mercy to begin to heal the abused, justice has to first be served. And justice hinges on an objective report involving experts, not internet influencers, who can use their skills to distinguish felonies from misdemeanors, true guilt from innocence. That applies to those claiming abuse as well as to alleged abusers, including Mike Bickle. Is there restoration for Mike and others from IHOP KC? Can trust be rebuilt for those undermined by IHOP KC leaders? Of course, merciful Jesus can do both. we can reason and say in faith that he wants to do both. But objectivity is essential. Personal recollections and recounted memories are subjective by nature and need to be submitted to a controlled fire, an extended scrutiny as to separate wheat from chaff. We need a new third-party investigation process that highlights both wounds and wounders so that what is lame may not be disabled, but rather healed, Hebrews 12:13. Most dodge the hard work of such scrutiny, but restoration demands it. Jesus makes the narrow way possible. Now, I've participated in many expressions of disciplining shepherds who failed to keep their bodily commitments of chastity with sheep or with each other. My goal, restoration of the shepherd, justice for the wounded sheep. In every case, I've been accused by the accused and his loyalists of being heavy-handed and rigorous. Those who shine the light of reality, however imperfectly, are the first to be demonized. It's unforgiving business. Restoration is easy to say, hard to walk out, but I'll give each one his due, Mike Bickle included. It's up to each one under discipline to manifest contrition and submission to an agreed upon course of restoration. I say this all well knowing that IHOP KC strikes a deep and a grateful chord in me. I still love its impact upon my life and many others that I know. I am not untouched by its benefits, and I ache for its failures, beginning with Mike's. I want and need to keep surrendering a range of emotions, the initial shock, then coming in with a fake peace and mercy, anger, hatred even. I need to give these things up to Christ crucified so I can line up with his heart for the whole situation. He is God, and he loves people on both sides more than I do. He certainly doesn't want any of us to grow hard due to yet another weird body blow. Members of that body struggle to trust again. That's where we need mercy. Mercy alone will keep our hearts soft as we process through this. And the key reminder of this Easter season, Jesus is risen, and he walks through walls to invite radical repentance and to heal the wounded. Now, I am not expecting Mike to make a valiant display of humility by coming clean online. He can't do that. Legal eagles forbid him. Millions of dollars are at stake. That's the litigious mess we're in. While writing this report, I was gutted by another report that the efforts to launch a new third-party investigation of IHOP KC just failed. IHOP KC board member Pastor Shane Holden brought on in November to broker such an investigation just resigned after the organization refused one such investigation yet again. I quote him, "There is a trust issue at IHOP KC right now. They do not have the trust of the greater body of Christ. Whereas if you could just do this investigation, open things up, be transparent, you would gain that trust back. My biggest fear, that Mike will skip out, fueled by loud IHOP KC loyalists who claim he is a Trump-like victim of fake news, a martyr for Jesus, etc. That would be the worst thing. That could tempt him to resurface in someone else's sanctuary, having failed to endure what he must to be restored, vindicated for some things, refined necessarily for others. Ah, for a chance at real restoration, this good, flawed man enduring his cross publicly for Jesus' sake and ours. That requires, among other things, an expert and thorough third-party investigation. Mercy hinges on justice. Then, once justice is served, Mercy can run like a river to cleanse and to close this deep divide. No new third-party investigation, no justice, no mercy, no trust. Jesus, walk through these walls, we pray.